Hey, sweets.
Hey, savories.
I'm Melissa.
I'm AJ, and welcome to
the Sweet or Savory Podcast.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Sweet or Savory Podcast.
We are less than a month out from our wedding.
Yes. So we just wanted to update everyone listening, and everyone on video can see that we are not at our usual setup, but we will be taking a mid-season break, and we will be pumping out new episodes once we tie the knot in August.
It'll be a good opportunity to catch up with past episodes and for us to catch up on all things wedding planning, because it's been a little crazy.
Yeah, it's been a little bit more overwhelming
Than we anticipated.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. And we decided, you know, we want to be totally present for each other, for the moment, for our families during these last couple weeks before, I mean, it's the end of our engagement season, so.
I know. And we're planning not one, but two weddings. But hopefully we'll be back before our second one.
Yes, I'm sure we will. Sure we will find time. Actually, we'll make that promise. We'll go to Nathan and Julie's house and record more podcast episodes for y'all.
Yes. And plus, you're doing a musical right now.
Yes, yes, I am. I'm in Greece right now. So if you're listening to this today, we still have 2 weekends to go. So come see Greece at Musical Theater West. I play Johnny Casino, and I've been in rehearsals for the last 3 weeks. We actually had an opening weekend this weekend, and it was successful, and it's been fun. And our friend Issa Briones is also in that musical, and Max Torres and a couple others. And yeah, shout outs to all y'all. It's been fun to spend the last couple weeks with you guys.
So obviously, if you've clicked on this episode, you'll see that it's not a full episode, but we still wanted to answer a few of your questions from our Instagram family and on the Sweet or Savory Podcast account before our mid-season break.
Yes, so we have some questions from some of our people. But before that, real quick, we just had our bachelor weekends as well, and they were so fun.
Let's recap that real quick before we get into the questions.
Yeah, I mean, you can check out a recap of mine. I posted a reel on my Instagram. Thanks to Bear's Den and Rental Resorts, we actually got a 6-bedroom house on the first night and then an 8-bedroom house for the rest of the weekend with my groomsmen. Unfortunately, Alyssa's brother, Ryan, couldn't make it because he got COVID last minute. And he couldn't join us, but it was so fun. We drank around the world in Epcot. We golfed. That's kind of a new interest for me. I mean, I'm not like trying to be a golfer, but it's fun. A lot of my friends have been golfing lately, so I've been into it a little bit, I guess. We took some shots. We swam in the pool. Wasn't anything too crazy. If you remember on an episode before this, we were talking about what we're doing for our bachelor parties, and Alyssa was like, mine's gonna be a lot more chill. Like, ours is gonna be relaxing. It's totally different vibe. So now explain what you actually really
Oh my
did.
Gosh, we partied so hard every night. I did not expect to like go as hard, but everyone was down. Like, first night, I only bought one big bottle of tequila from Costco, thinking that it would last us for the weekend.
Nope.
It barely lasted us the first night because everyone was like down to take
That's
shots.
What I heard.
We also had seltzers. We even had people that weren't drinking, but for some reason we got through all the alcohol.
Seltzers from Nectar.
Right. Yeah, Nectar Seltzers sent us a huge cases of Nectar. They were so good.
Asian flavors.
Oh,
Asian
my God. Yeah.
Business.
Asian pear, lychee, yuzu, and I'm missing one, mandarin. And yes, they're so good. They're my favorite seltzers. I like them better than White Claw. Honestly, they're really good. So we had those for the weekend. We were drinking them by the pool. And we did have a very relaxing bachelorette. We did massages, we did yoga, but we also like literally stayed up. Everyone stayed up till like 2-3 a.m. every single
and
night,
like talking and stuff.
We were That's talking awesome. We were just bonding. It was so fun. We went out one night, and thank you if you sent me a Venmo for a drink, because
yes,
they were
too.
very well utilized. Like I ended up taking care of my girls getting drinks too, so it was so fun. And we ended up at a tiki bar one night and had, oh my gosh, like literally an unforgettable night. This is a core memory now because we met a bartender named Dan who ended up it ended up being a whole story. I could go on about what exactly happened, but essentially he bought drinks for one of my cousins and mm-hmm. it's all we talked about the entire weekend mm-hmm. was love in a tiki bar. And
we love that for you, cousin. I won't expose you.
We were bar hopping and I remember going from one bar to the next and being like, this is the best night of my life.
Yes, best weekend ever.
It was the best weekend ever. And everyone got along. There was no drama. It was just amazing. I loved it. I saw some people on TikTok recommending not having a big bachelorette party and just being against having just big groups for bachelorette parties, and it's better to have small groups. I'm glad I did not listen to them and followed my gut because everyone got along. Everyone yeah. contributed. My sister planned the amazing, like, different themes for each day. So the first night was wine and paint night and PJs, and everyone was in PJs. We took cute pictures. Second night was Mean Girls, so everyone was in pink. And I was in, like, a sparkly, like, cute little short dress. And then the last night was bachelorette-themed, where I wore a long white gown, and everyone wore something that they would wear on the first night of the bachelorette. So, like, very fancy cocktail dresses. And I had no idea about what the themes are. Every night, I got my makeup and hair done, and they blasted music in my room. So I was just pampering myself and getting ready while they were setting everything up. It was amazing.
That's so awesome. So, yeah, yours was so literally opposite. We were chilling hard. We drank hard at Epcot, but otherwise we were just like at the pool, you know what I mean? And like chilling. We were blowing up inflatables for the pool, drinking seltzers as well. But yeah, it was a lot more chill, especially because one of our guys had stomach problems the whole weekend, aww, pretty much. And he didn't even make it to Disney World, actually. He had to save his energy. We ended up playing basketball and stuff, which was cool. But you had a yoga instructor and massage therapist.
Yes, we had a yoga instructor come in. Because we went out the night before, I was thinking only maybe four of us. I know I for sure was going to get up. Lauren was going to get up and maybe a few other girls. Mm-hmm. But everyone woke up late, by the way. But thankfully, the yoga instructor was really cool and setting up late. Everyone showed up for yoga and was so cool. Like, it was at 8:30 a.m. They were down for everything.
Yeah.
I was so like cool about people opting out of any activities. I was like, yeah, this is all optional. You do what you want. You know, this is like a vacation for you too. Mm-hmm. But everyone was down. And it meant so much that everyone was down for all the activities. It was so nice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it has to do with how cool your friends and family are. And, you know, the fact that my boys were down to spend a flight all the way to Florida as well, it just speaks volumes. And, you know, we chose the right people.
Yeah.
And we had fun celebrating our future nuptial. Is that?
Yeah, I guess. Think so. Nuptial.
It's coming up less than a month, y'all. And yes, let's answer just a few questions before we go and get married. Smurf28MS asks, pancakes or waffles?
I'm a waffles gal.
Oh, I thought you were going to say pancakes for some reason.
I mean, I like both, but I love the texture of a waffle, like especially a Belgian waffle.
Mm.
Ooh.
Sounds fun.
I like the crispiness of the waffle. With a pancake, you're never going to really get a crispy pancake. No, it's always going to be a fluffy or a crepe style pancake. But waffle, you get the texture, crispiness of the outside and a fluffy inside if it's good.
I'd say the same, waffles as well. It's harder to have a dairy-free pancake that doesn't just taste like
cardboard.
Nothingness. Mm. Yeah. Waffles, I've had some vegan waffles. They're very good. Next.
How do you say that name?
I don't know.
Jonica Kayleen asks.
Joni Kayleen, maybe.
Or Joni Kayleen.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Do you guys serenade each other?
We talked about this in one of the episodes. I think, was that an assumption about us?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, check out that episode, Assumptions About Us. And I think one of the assumptions was that we sing to each other all the time. And the answer is no. but I do love when you sing.
We sing around each other a lot.
Mm-hmm. And we don't get bothered.
No, we love it. But we don't necessarily serenade each other. But we do just sing together. I think we randomly burst out in song sometimes and it's fun.
Yeah, I was just watching a video of you singing to Kitschy and Bean and stuff.
Aww,
yeah, I was looking at videos like that. A Touch of Tippo asks, what are you most excited about on your wedding day?
Me? I'm excited to walk down the aisle and have that moment of like, stop. You're going to cry.
No.
Okay, good.
I was crying thinking about it the other day.
Of course you were.
The aisle specific part. Because yeah. I imagined your dad, you know, your dad holding it in.
Oh my God. He's going to be like this.
Yeah, yeah. He's holding his lips together. Like,
yeah.
Trying to hold it in.
Yeah.
I'm also most excited about the ceremony as well. I've been to hundreds of ceremonies. I've been part of hundreds of ceremonies playing piano and stuff and seeing everything. So yeah, it's exciting to be a part of it. And I'm excited for my mom. We've decided that my mom is going to walk me down the aisle, which is really cool. It was really cool because I got to walk her down the aisle when she got married. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things I'm excited about, but
honestly, I'm excited to just be there and have everything done already. Because there's still a few things that we're still planning and
Paying for. Honestly.
I know. I want to skip it and then just go to the day.
I think that's one of the negatives about.
I know you're supposed to enjoy the process.
Yes.
And we have been enjoying it.
We have
been engaged for a while now. Mm-hmm. So I just want to skip the rest of the planning we have to do and just go to the rehearsal dinner and then the wedding. Like, I'm excited to be with everyone, be with all our friends and family.
Yes, yes. If I were to do it again, I wouldn't change much, but maybe if there was a shorter time span between December 2020 and now. But we couldn't really control that because of COVID and because of the venue. So,
right, yeah.
But yeah, that's if I could control everything.
Yeah.
Okay, Jenny Win 24 asks, how is the house hunting process?
You go first.
Yeah, I'll go first. We actually just moved to Long Beach, y'all. So if you see us around Long Beach, say hi at the Pike. I've run into a couple fans already at the Starbucks and whatnot.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's been a really different vibe than Roland Heights, which we're in Alyssa's parents' house right now. Mm-hmm. And we are so thankful to, and it's a little late right now.
Sorry.
So that's why Alyssa is yawning. But
I just got done with a team dinner. I've been working and
since
like 9:30. So mm-hmm. Super tired.
But yeah, just, you know, we'll probably go on about this in another episode. We're planning a Filipino traditions episode and stuff. And one big thing about that is that, you know, our parents are always watching out for us. And Alyssa's parents have let us live here for the last year. And we had to move out a little suddenly because we had to swoop up on this offer of this furnished month-to-month place that we wanted to have so we could have some flexibility before we look for a house. So mm-hmm. We have a realtor.
His name is Sean.
Yes, Nehera, right?
Sean Nehera from The Network,
yes.
I think is his name.
He's on our Instagram as well. And it's been a great process so far, even though we are getting an apartment in between. But Long Beach will be a fun chapter for us.
Yeah, it'll maybe be our last time living in a downtown city area, which is cool because it's very convenient and it's really exciting for Bean because it's very dog friendly. So, mm-hmm. just enjoying this moment.
Catch us at the Pike.
T-Fan 11 asks, if you can name your kid any Disney character name, what name would it be?
This is such a typical answer for me.
Oh.
Simba.
Are you serious? You'd name your kid Simba?
I mean,
I mean, that's not a bad name, but a little predictable.
Hercules, maybe?
Hercules.
I don't know.
Hercules Mulligan.
What about you?
That's a toughie. Any Disney character name?
I like Aurora.
I was going to say... I'm not kidding. I was going to say that. I was literally thinking of all the Disney princesses, and I was like, Aurora is pretty.
Yeah, that's such a pretty name. And yeah. Our friend Jules, that's her middle name. Jules Aurora.
Yeah, I like it as a middle name, too.
Yeah, that's cool. It's a good one. Thanks, T-Fan, for that question. Just a couple more before we leave you be. I'm so sad about this little break, but we'll be sharing more podcast clips on
IG. I wish we didn't have to, but for our own...
Mental health
capacity, bandwidth, we need to take a break and come back when we have finished
our
wedding.
Honestly, I'll be real with y'all. If you're listening this far in, time caught up to us. We did bulk recordings and then...
We tried. And then moving, it's just been so difficult.
Yeah, time went away from us. Okay, last. Ellen Melon Rose asked, what has been the most difficult or stressful thing about planning your wedding? We kind of touched on this a little bit.
The most difficult? There's been a couple things. I feel like trying to stay within our budget has been difficult.
Yeah.
Figuring out guest list has been challenging too. What else?
Time. Yeah. For me is big.
Yeah. I think the fact that we're doing it and doing all these other things has been very stressful because I always feel like there's something that I need to be doing. I'm never in a period of rest ever. I don't know when the last time I rested was.
And, you know, we were watching this TikTok the other day that you had sent me that was like, you know, you can delegate jobs to your wedding party and if you need to, you know, and I didn't utilize that much. And I would just feel bad throwing things on my groomsmen like last minute because there's a couple of things that I'm super last minute on, like our outfits. So let's just pray that all comes together. All right. Last.
Janelle Delig. What do you admire most about each other? You go first.
It's so funny because Alyssa always asks, like she, not always, like every couple of days, she's like, what do you love most about me?
And he never answers it. He always goes, everything. That's not an answer.
Well,
you have to have something specific.
The truth is that it changes every day with...
Okay, then you should have an answer every day.
Well, I mean, you know, there are different, I have to, you know, I have to process the day and what happened with the day. Like if you were taking care of, you know, Bean and Kitschy or something, I would admire your like motherly nature. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or if you were busy working and you were super high strung stress, I would just admire that you care so much about work when a lot of people are just like, I clock in and once 5 o'clock hits, I'm not even thinking about work. You're like on your laptop until midnight sometimes, just like because you care so much about your work, you know, because you don't want to. Sorry about that. Because you don't want to half-ass anything. And that's what I love about you.
Aw, that's nice. I could use some more of that. Not that you don't give me compliments. I just really love compliments. I love words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
What do I love most about AJ? I'm sorry about that.
A little not on silent.
What do I love most or what do I admire most about AJ? I think your lovingness and the way you take care of other people is what I admire most about you.
That's nice.
How everyone in your life you take care of, even if it's a distant person or if it's someone that is your best friend or someone you just met, you care for them regardless of time or closeness. You just really care about people. And I love that. You've made me a more compassionate human because of how kind you are to people.
And that's a good note to leave us on before we get married.
Yeah, that's true.
I know that y'all follow us, you know, on this podcast, but if you follow our regular accounts, you'll be seeing our journey as we get into wedding day. So follow us, AJ Raphael, obviously, and Alyssa.
Alyssa.
UGHALYSSUGH. And you're going to see a bunch of content from Alyssa's side for sure for the wedding.
Oh,
because
yeah.
We have some sponsorships. We have some brand deals.
Well, yeah.
Which is awesome. And yeah, you're going to see a lot of grease on mine in the next couple weeks. But of course, leading up to the most important day of my life, which is getting married to future Mrs. Alyssa Raphael.
Oh my God, you freak out every time.
Every time,
man.
It's crazy. Okay, well, so thanks for listening to our podcast, y'all. And also for being a part of our journey, especially during our engagement season.
Yeah, it's been really nice doing this podcast with you, even during this crazy time.
It just started in January, so... Yeah, this podcast is a big thing for 2022, obviously, along with our wedding, which is going to be in 2022. So when we look back at this year, the podcast is going to be a huge part of it.
Yeah. And I love when people on the street will come up to us and be like, I listen to the podcast. It makes my heart so happy. Yeah. And really, I don't know. I can't explain it. But the fact that you took the time to listen to us each week really means a lot to the both of us, because we love doing this podcast. It's so much fun.
Yes, and we love listening to podcasts, so it means a lot that you're one of our listeners.
Yeah. And I've loved doing it with you. It's like one of our first ongoing projects that we've been able to do together, where we can both be creative.
Yeah. It's been really fun.
Yeah. And thank you again to everyone who's contributed, from our Twitch family, on Discord, Instagram followers, our Glisten Up team, Pod Machine, and our usual producers, Julie and Nathan Texan, who are at home relaxing right now, not dealing with us at the moment. We miss you
and love you.
And also thank you to our friends and family for supporting this podcast since day one.
Oh, yeah. Check out our podcast episode page for more debates like...
Is Disneyland better than Disney World?
Which way do you face in the shower?
Who is your first heartbreak?
And other polarizing topics. Don't forget to follow us and interact with us on social media at Sweet or Savory Pod. You know the drill. And email us at sweetorsavorypod@gmail.com. We'll get back to your emails after the wedding. Hopefully some can inspire future episodes. And check us out on Kumu every week that we have an episode, as we discuss our new episodes and debate even more on our Sweet or Savory live stream show.
Please rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. We will see you
after the wedding
in August.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Stay sweet.
Or savory. Bye. Bye-bye.